Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The U.S. Army is updating its fitness test to mirror the challenges of modern warfare. The new test is part of a larger cultural change to increase the standards for Army soldiers, but these standards could shrink the Army's ranks at a time when it's trying to grow. WBUR's Jerome Campbell tells us how the test could reshape the strength of the Army.
Paulo de Oliveira is the type of guy the Army is looking for. He's 18, graduating soon, and eager to ship out in June. He's been in the gym for months, in anticipation of beginning his training at Fort Jackson in South Carolina. Though, it may not sound like it.
Right now. You can't tell?
De Oliveira is attempting a demo of the new Army Combat Fitness Test, or ACFT for short, on Boston Common on a recent Saturday. He's already passed an Army pre-employment fitness test, but he says this test is more challenging.
Man, it's tiring, man. This new test over here, I've never done it before. It's my first time out here. That sled pull that we had to do killed me. Man, my legs feel like jelly. It's crazy.
This new test is for current soldiers and won't become official for at least another year. Why? The Army wants to raise the standards of what it means to be Army strong.
Things such as strength, such as power, agility, balance, speed, and we weren't measuring those.
Michael McGurk is an Army training researcher who helped design the new fitness test. McGurk says the Army's current test comprises mostly of push-ups and crunches and mainly tests for endurance. That was fine when soldiers were preparing for D-Day and had several months to train. Now,
we could get alerted and would be on planes and landing and be in another country in a matter of hours.
McGurk says the new test is made to simulate the actions of soldiers in the field and has more events than before, like deadlifts and leg tucks. But he also admits these additions make the test more difficult, and some soldiers might not be able to complete it.
You know, there's some people that found it challenging, obviously, and some of those people may be getting close to their expiration of service dates.
This test could be one of many factors working against the Army as it seeks to grow. Government reports show the Army has fallen short of meeting its personnel goals for 3 of the 4 past years. Their ranks barely grew last year, hovering around 475,000, and yet they plan to reach 500,000 active duty soldiers by 2022. Commanding General Frank Muth oversees the Army's effort to increase its ranks. He doesn't believe losses from the fitness test will inhibit the Army from reaching its goal.
Is there a percentage that this can't meet that?
Yes.
What it is, I don't know. But it's not significant enough to change our overall mission for the year.
Soldiers are already training 5 times a week, doing runs, push-ups, and crunches. And anyone who's struggling to complete the deadlifts and shuttle runs, well, the Army's got athletic trainers for that.
So if somebody is struggling at first, they will get them to the point where they can meet the standards that we have set under the new ACFT.
The new fitness standard could also affect recruitment numbers. Last year, the Army missed their recruitment goal by about 6,500. And a new study using the Army's own data shows that youth recruited in the South, where the Army recruits heavily, are more overweight and more likely to get injured. Lieutenant Colonel Ron Anzalone leads the Army's recruitment effort in New England. He says he's seen out-of-shape recruits struggle to get through basic training.
We had a lot of problems with attrition and injuries and guys not being able to make the standard, and we were shipping them all the way to Fort Benning, Fort Jackson, all these places.
Now the Army gives potential recruits a mini version of the new fitness test before they begin their service. This way, the Army ensures that newer soldiers can go the distance, even if there are fewer of them.
It's better for that soldier because he's not getting hurt and we're not, you know, trying to make him do something his body's not designed for or he's not capable for.
Back at the Boston Common Fitness Training Ground, Paulo de Oliveira finishes his shuttle drills. He didn't come in at the top of his group, but he's feeling pretty good about himself.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say anything about anybody specifically, but I heard one of those sergeants had a 220, 240 time. I had a 204 time, so I feel pretty confident, you know.
De Oliveira has one more event to go, the leg tuck. But he decides he's had enough for the day. He's got about a month left before a sergeant will be telling him when it's quitting time. Till then, De Oliveira says he'll be in the gym. This time, with a little bit more weight on the Barbell. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.